The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. The word that stands out in at least two of our readings today is hospitality. And it's related to the word hospitable and the word hospital. It has to do with welcoming people, taking care of them, whether they be somebody that they know or a stranger. But it's about helping other people, welcoming them into a situation, into homes, into whatever, where the person is. And hospitality really goes to the core of our faith as well. As we see in that first reading from Genesis, Abraham was hospitable to God. He had these three strangers who came to him, and he actually ran out to them and said, "Please, let me be hospitable to you. Come into my tent. Let me feed you, wash your feet." He was providing hospitality for these three strangers. And as we know, Abraham was rewarded in a year with a child of his own, a son of his own, Isaac. And in the gospel today, we have both Mary and Martha, in their own way, providing hospitality to Jesus. Martha getting all the food set up for the guests, and Mary giving hospitality in terms of her full attention to the words of Jesus. But again, that hospitality goes to the heart of our call as disciples of the Lord. Even when Jesus sent out his apostles, when he sent out his disciples, and we heard those readings over the last few weeks, he said to them, "Don't worry about where you're going to stay or what you're going to eat. Basically, depend upon the hospitality of people in the villages where you go. Let them feed you, let them house you." So it's a two-way street. We provide hospitality and we accept hospitality from others. So that's very crucial in the scriptures, this hospitality that we are called to share with other people, especially with strangers. And as always, it's a challenge because we live in a world where we're always skeptical or suspicious, maybe afraid of the stranger. We don't know who this person is. Why would I let them into my home? Why would I provide them with hospitality? What might I have to give as a result of this person receiving hospitality from me? And part of that, I suspect, is because we have so much, we worry about it. Whereas if we were very poor, we didn't have all this stuff, we probably wouldn't be as worried about providing hospitality to other people. And in my own experience, the poorer a person is, the more hospitable they are. "Sure, come on in. What would you like to eat? What can I give you to drink?" Even if they don't know you, they're very welcoming. So it's a really high bar that we are held to as disciples. But again, it's like all the bars we're held accountable for. It's a bar that we can reach because of God, because God is with us. He is providing the gifts that we need so we can be hospitable. And of course, the high bar for all of hospitality is God himself. God's hospitality to you and to me. Even when we were sinners, he became a human being, a slave, suffered and died for us so that one day we could share his infinite hospitality in heaven. So God is the number one model when we talk about hospitality. He has given himself totally to us, And if we want to be faithful to him, then we in turn have to be hospitable towards others. We have to literally love our neighbor as ourselves. If we are in need, wouldn't we want someone to come to us? Or if we knocked at the door, they would say, sure, let me help you, come in. Let me give you what you need so that you can go on your way or to be healed or whatever it might be. But there is hospitality in so many ways that we receive from others and that we can give to others. But again, we have to go beyond our own sense of our boundaries, what we protect, what we think is important in our lives, so that we can go forward and be invitational, be welcoming, be hospitable. And I remember hearing stories, maybe some of you who are older have heard stories as well, of people during the Great Depression who would be hospitable to those people who went from town to town looking for jobs. For example, the hobos, as we called them, they would hitch a ride on a train, they'd stop at a town or village, they'd go to the back door of a house, and the woman of the house, who was home, would invite them in, feed them, give them some food to take with them. They didn't know who these men were, and yet they were hospitable. They gave them what they needed so that they could continue on their journey. And we're on a journey as well. So just as God provides us with what we need in terms of all kinds of nourishment and support and love, so we in turn, as disciples of the Lord, are called to give to others freely without counting the cost. So we have to hold ourselves accountable. We have to ask ourselves, am I living a life of hospitality? Or have I put up all these walls and barriers out of fear or worry? Fear and worry, those come from Satan. He wants us to be afraid. He wants us to keep our doors closed. But Christ says, no, open your doors. Get to know the people who live next door to you, who live next down the street to you. Those are your brothers and sisters. Those are the people you are called to love as yourself. And last week we had another wonderful example of hospitality, the story of the Good Samaritan. Again, he didn't know who this stranger was who was beaten up. He didn't know what would happen to him if he took care of him, but he truly loved his neighbor as himself, and so he opened his arms, his life, to this fellow traveler who was beaten up and left for dead. So we're really challenged as disciples of the Lord, and we will be judged on our ability or our willingness to be hospitable people, to really allow the love of God to shine through our lives, not to worry about what we may lose or what we may give, but to recognize no matter how much we give in the name of the Lord, we get back much, much, much more. And of course, the more we are faithful to God, the more we will inherit the kingdom of God. That, again, perfect hospitality of heaven, where we will not have to worry about anything. We will have all that we need and obviously much more, and be in the companions with all the angels and the saints. So as you go forth today, think about your own openness to being hospitable, to being especially hospitable, welcoming to the stranger. What do we need to do in our lives to shake things up, to change things, so that we can be more free? Free of whatever it is that gets in the way, free to serve our neighbor, to love our neighbor as ourselves. And we have, again, these great models. We have Abraham, we have Martha and Mary. We have all those disciples who went forward and depended on the hospitality of others and received it. So there's no lack of models in the Gospels, what we're called to do as Christians. So again, as you go forth, let's pray that we will, this particular week coming up, think about how hospitable we are called to be, and to act on it, to work at it, to discipline ourselves so that we can be more and more hospitable. Because just as Abraham entertained angels, he entertained God himself, so in the stranger that we serve, we also serve God. So let's pray that we will be open to those opportunities and take advantage of them so that we can be the hospitable disciples we are called to be.